Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Dalet, and we're going to begin on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, the ninth line, V'lechayish Rabbi Yehuda L'Bekiyas Hanoit. To quickly review, yesterday the Gemara taught us on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, when we have animals placed as the walls of the Sukkah. What is the status of the Sukkah? Ramey said the sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda said the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara gave two explanations in Ramey's psak. One reason was Shema Thomas, we're concerned that the animal may die. Another reason was Shema Tivrach, we're concerned that the animal may run away. Rabbi Yehuda obviously isn't concerned about those concerns. The Gemara continued with asking Akasha, that we learned the Gemara, that the Gemara is quoted actually many times in Shas, if somebody bought Tevel wine, wine from which Trumas and Maestas were not separated, Friday afternoon by Neshmashas, when you're not allowed to remove Trumas and Maestas, what can you do? So the Gemara said, you could identify the Trumas and Maestas, even though you can't physically separate them, and take him out Matzoi Shabbos. So the Gemara asked, Rameyer is not concerned and lets us go through that process of identifying the Trumas and Maestros and only separating Matzoi Shabbos, and he's not concerned that the barrel may break over Shabbos. Yet here, in our Gemara, he is concerned that the animal may die. So the Gemara answered, Rameyer held Misa Shchicha. Misa could happen. On the other hand, that the barrel will break, we could have somebody watch the barrel to prevent it from breaking. That was the question on Rameya. Then we asked the question on Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda in our Gemara said that we could use an animal as the wall of the sukkah, and he's not concerned that the animal is going to die, so why over there is he concerned that the barrel is going to break? So the Gemara answered, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned that the barrel is going to break. The reason Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow us to follow Ramea's procedure is because he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Breira. And Breira, that's the basis for the whole procedure. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned about Bekiyas Hanoid, that the barrel will break. But Matani Sefer, let's continue learning that Breisa. The Braisa says, Omloi Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rameya, Yatamoid is Shemi Boika Amnoid. Aren't you worried that the barrel will break? But Nimtz is a choice of Tfalim Afreya. And then the person will have ended up drinking Tfalim because it didn't have the Trumas and Maestros properly designated. Vamlu, and Rameya responded, L'chashir Boka, I'll worry about it when it happens. Obviously, Mechlal Dechai Shabbi Yehuda L'Bekiyas Anoid. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned about the barrel breaking. So what are you saying that he doesn't worry about it? Says the Gemara, Hossam, the way to understand that Bryce is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamalei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking to Rameya. And he's saying to him like this. I don't subscribe to the concept of Breira. Since I don't subscribe to the concept of Breira, this entire approach can't work. El Lidach, you, the Yesh Breira, that do subscribe to the concept of Breira. Why aren't you worried, even though you have this process, why aren't you worried that the barrel may break? And on that, Rabbi Yehuda responded, we'll worry about it then. So, the Tosfos right away points out, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, the main point in Rabbi Yehuda is because he doesn't agree to Breira. So why is Rabbi Yehuda talking about Bekiyas Hanoid? Why is he talking about the barrel breaking? He's missing the point. He should have spoken about what the main point is. The main point is that the barrel will break, that there's no Breira. So Tosfos says that the Derech HaShas, many times, that even though the Tanoim speak about a concept, that's not the main point that they want to address. And this is a perfect example. So the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Breira. But as we've said here previously, one should not confuse Breira with a Tanai. There are two different concepts in Halacha. There's a concept called Breira, which is retroactive designation, and Tanai is a condition. The Rishonim disagree, what is the difference between a Tanai and Breira? Some Rishonim said the difference between a Tanai and Breira is a Tanai is something that I control. That's how Rashi learns. I make a condition. If I will do this, then this should happen. So I can control it. Here, it's not something in my control that the wine should stay all right all Shabbos. The Ramban says the difference between a Tanai and a Breira is Tanai is when there's only one issue on the table. When there's more than one issue on the table, it revolves around Breira. And we've also said that the Rishonim say, by a Deraisa, we don't subscribe to Breira. By the Rabbanan, we do subscribe to Breira. But in that itself, there's Machlokes Rishonim how to understand that. Some Rishonim understand that that's the halacha. That by the Deraisa, the good concept, we don't subscribe to Breira. By the Rabbanan, the good concept, we do subscribe to Breira. Others learn differently. They say the reason why by the Deraisa we don't subscribe to Breira because we have a klal and all of Shas suffered the Deraisa l'chumra. So since we want to be machmir by the Deraisa, we don't subscribe to Breira. What would be the nafkamina between these two approaches? If it's a kula to hold a Breira. If you say that by the Deraisa we never hold a Breira, so we never hold a Breira, l'kula l'chumra. But if you say that the reason we don't hold the Breira by the Deraisa is only because we want to be machmer, here it's a chumra to hold the Breira, so we should hold the Breira. Ask the Gemara. V'loi chayish Rabbi Yehuda l'misa, is this true that Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned that the animal will die or something will die? And that's why he says we could use an animal as the wall of a sukkah. But now we learned the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af isha cheres maskinelon. That for the Kohen Gadol, not only was there a backup Kohen Gadol prepared, but there was he had a backup wife prepared. Shemes Thomas Ishtoi. In case his wife dies, and the Pasuk says, the Chiper ba'adoy ba'deisoi, that the Avoida on Yom Kippur has to not only be for the Kohen Gadol, it has to be for his family, so he has to be married. So in case Chas V'Shom something will happen to his wife, we prepare a backup wife. So you see that he is worried that somebody will die. Answers the Gemara, it malah, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, malah osba kapara. It's a special chumra by Yom Kippur that's what we're concerned, even though normally we're not concerned. So as the Tosef Shishonim explains, there's three statuses. Remei is always chai shlemisa, he's always concerned about death. Rabbi Hud is concerned by kapara, by Yom Kippur, and Rabbana are never concerned. However, the Rishonim explain that even though Rabbi Hud is chai shlemisa by kapara, it's obvious that having a wife is not essential to the effectiveness of the Avoda Yom Kippur. What's the proof? Because, first of all, we only prepare one backup wife. And what happens? Something would happen to her. So it's a proof that it's not Ma'akif. Also, another proof to Rishonim say, because the backup Kohen Gadol that we prepare, he doesn't have another wife prepared for him. If we're so concerned, why are we concerned that something will happen to his wife? So it's a raya that we're worried, but only to a certain degree. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says a pidrush, homiletically. He explains why we concerned on Yom Kippur that something's going to happen to the Kohen Gadol's wife. So he explains this way. He says, the Gemara says, Eim is zavgin l'odom isha el lefi masav. A person's wife depends on who you are. So let's say a Kohen Gadol has a wife, and so she's not such a tzaddikus. Not a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So certainly anyone walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going to do tshuva. Yom Kippur, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kohen Gadol, will certainly do tshuva. So when he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, his wife isn't a worthy wife for him. So what's going to Chas V'Shalom happen? She won't survive. So that's why they have backed up for him a wife who's a tzaddikus. Zok the Gemara. Bein l'man da'omer, shemet Thomas. Both according to the Mandama that says that the concern by the animal is that it may die. Bein l'mandama shema tivrach, and the Mandama that says we're concerned if the animal will run away. So let's understand. Midaraisa mechitza ma'alyehi. What does that mean? That really an animal is a full-fledged mechitza. V'rabbana hu d'gazaba. It's Rabbana that said that even though it's a good partition, for its sukkah it's not acceptable. El me'ato l'remei titma shem goyel. So the introduction to understanding this Gemara is a very simple point. The Rabbanan have a right to be machmer on the Torah. That means, if the Torah says that an animal is an acceptable wall for the sukkah, the Rabbanan could say, we don't want you to use an animal for a sukkah. But the Rabbanan have no right to be makel, to be lenient against what it says in the Torah. So if according to the Torah, a animal is a mechitza, and that, and you can't use that lekula. So ask the Gemara. El Ramei Tikkun Mishum Goyle. We learned the halacha is that if an animal is used as a tombstone, goyle means the covering of a kever, it should be a mechitza. Alam Tanan, why is there a Mishnah that says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Matam Mishum Goyle, an animal is, can be considered a tombstone. Ramei Matahar. How could Ramei be Matahar? Midaraisa was saying that an animal is considered a mechitza. If the rabbon could be machmer, but they can't be mekel. So asks Rashi, why did the Gemara have to quote a Mishnah Masechet Erevin? Just yesterday on Daf Chaf Gimel, the Gemara quoted a braisa where a mayor said that an animal cannot serve as a goylo for a kever. So why did the Gemara have to not quote a new Mishnah? So Rashi says two terutzim. One terutz Rashi says is because the Gemara always prefers to ask a question from a Mishnah versus a braisa. Another terutz Rashi says, because we see Ramei using such a strong language. Ramei metaher. How could Ramei be metaher? What the Torah says is tamei. The Aruch Lener says a different Torah. If I only had the Brisa, if we only had the Brisa that we learned yesterday, we would think that an animal is a goyle. What does it mean an animal is a goyle? That Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that Ramei is telling us that there's a halacha you have to cover a mace. So Ramei is saying, I'm giving you a piece of advice. Don't use an animal to cover the mace. Why? Because it may die, it may run away. But not to teach us that it's actually tar. But here the Mishnah says it's tar. How could the Mishnah say it's tar if midaraisa it's a full-fledged partition? So, says the Gemara, Elam Rav Achva Yaakov, Kesav Rameya, Kal Mechitza Shemedes Beruach, Eina Mechitza. Rameya holds that anything that depends on its wind in its body is not a Mechitza. Ikedamri, Amrav Achva Yaakov, Kesav Ramei Kol Mechitza She'ena Sui B'dei Odom. Any Mechitza which is not man-made, Eina Mechitza. Is not considered a full-fledged Mechitza. So the Achroinim ask, why doesn't Ramei subscribe to the concept of Shema Tomas and Shema Tevrach? What the Gemara is learning now is, Rav Achva Yaakov is teaching us there are two new considerations. There's a consideration that it doesn't have that anything that's made that has wind in it, ear in it, anything that's not man-made. What's wrong with Shema Tomas and Shema Tevrach? So I saw two answers. The Mashoi answers that what's going to be the halacha if the animal is very large and is tied down? So you don't have to worry about Shema Tomas because it still will have the proper size. And you don't have to worry about Shema Tevrach because it's tied down. So Ramei had to come up with new concerns that don't exist under those circumstances. V'yitva answers much simpler. He says, if you use an animal as the wall, if it'll run away, you'll see it ran away. If it'll die, you'll see it'll die. That's why Ramei didn't agree. That's why Rav Achva Yaakov did not agree. That's the concern. What is the concern? That's not made by Yidei Adam, or it has ruach in it. My benayu. What's the difference between these two explanations? Ik benay de ikva benay de fuach. If you blew up a balloon, lemandam mechitza medes beruach. If anything that needs air to keep it standing, ena mechitza harei medes beruach. You had to blow it up with air. According to Mandama, that says the problem with an animal is because it's not man-made. It's man. This balloon is indeed man-made. The Mefarshim point out that we keep on saying an animal, if you used it to cover a kever, would not be tamei. Why would be tamei? It would be a goyle. Ask the Dvar Yeshua. We know that any live thing, any live animal, can't be makabel tumah. So how could the Gemara say that if you use the animal as a goylo, it becomes tamei? An animal is a live animal, and a live animal can't become tamei. So Dvar Yeshua says a very bechidish. The Dvar Yeshua says that even though an animal cannot be makabel tumah, can't be susceptible to tumah, it could be a transferer of tumah. And when the Gemara says that's matam mishum goyle, it means that if somebody touches the animal which is covering a grave, that animal has the ability to transfer the tumah to the thing that touches it to the person or thing that touches it, even though it itself is not makabel tuma. It's a very bechidish, because usually if something to give off tuma has to be tuma on its own. In the Farsh Mass, the Taurus Chesed asks, the Gemara is saying now that according to Rameya, either something that has ear in it or something that's man-made cannot be, it has to be man-made to be kosher for sukkah. We learned earlier in the Masechta that what did the sukkah commemorate? The sukkah commemorates the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod weren't man-made. So the first Taurus he says is that we're going to have to say that Rameya is going to hold like the man, the Omer, that the sukkah doesn't commemorate the Anani HaKavod. The sukkah commemorates sukkah ismamish. That's one pshat. Another pshat I saw is that he's going to learn, Rameya is going to say that the Anani HaKavod teach us how the sukkah should look, but it doesn't teach us out of what material to make the sukkah. So we learned in the Mishnah, we learned before, Amar Mar, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Amru, Af Ein Kaisun Lav Gittin Noshim. You can't write a get, a divorce, on top of a live animal. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So the Gemara, the Tanya, because we learned in the Pasuk, they learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, safer, Ein Liel is safer. I would think that only on a cloth, on parchment, Menayin Larab is called Dover. How do we know that any material can be used to write again on? Tamaloymer, the cost of law, become Akam. On any material. In came not Tamaloymer, safer. It should just say the cost of law. What did the Torah use the word safer? Loymeloch, mass safer. What are the characteristics of a book? Dovish Ember Ruachayim. It's not live. Vein Oichel, it's not a food. Af kol Dovish Ember Ruachayim. Vein Oichel. It's not alive, so it can't be an animal and can't be a food. In fact, the Sfas Emes says, based on this, you would not be allowed to write a get on a leaf that's edible, because it's an oichel. There's an interesting Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda based on this Gemara. The Noida B'Yehuda discussed a Shaila where somebody left a will, left a Tzava, and in the Tzava he wrote that he's leaving his Svarim for one of his children. And this person owned the Sefer Torah. So the children, the other children, when they're dividing the inheritance, said, our father, when he wrote the Svarim, he meant the books in his library. He didn't mean the Sefer Torah. So Noda Yehuda said just the opposite. And Al Gemara says Sefer. What is the simple definition of a Sefer? A cloth. So if any Sefer falls under the category of a Sefer, it's certainly the Sefer Torah. He said, if anything, you could possibly argue more about the other books more than about the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is certainly called a Sefer. The Rabbanim who disagree and hold that a get can be written on an animal, how are they going to learn? They're going to say like this. Ikasa b'Sefer, had the Torah written that the get should be written this Sefer, to the camera they tell Rabbi Yosef Glili, you would be correct. The get would not be allowed to be written on an animal. Hashtag siv Sefer. But the Torah doesn't write the word this Sefer. The Torah writes the word Sefer. What does that come to teach us? L'sfiris dvarim ba'al mudasa. It comes to teach us that the get should mention all the cogent points that this couple is getting divorced. Ask the Gemara Rabbanim, how the Kosov. So now ask the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, we could understand the word the Kosov. The Kosov comes to teach us that everything can be used for a get, and then Sefer comes to limit it. But according to Rabbanim, why do I need the word the Kosov? Everything is fine. Rabbanim, hi the Kosov, my Darshabay, teaches us, the Gemara, whom he boiled, he needs it to teach us, b'ksiva miskereshes, to only get divorced with a document, then miskereshes b'kesef. They can't get divorced by the husband giving the wife money. Asks, that's how Rashi explains, that what would be kesef? Kesef would mean that the husband would give the wife money. Asks the Sfas Emes, whenever somebody wants to buy themselves, they give the money. In other words, let's say a servant wants to buy his freedom. Who gives the money? The servant gives the money. So if a woman wants to be free, she should have to pay. Why is Rashi saying that if we would say that money is acceptable, it should be the husband giving the money. Maybe we should say it's the wife giving the money. So the Sfas Emes answers very nicely. He says, we all learned the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin. That he doesn't say. But he says the first Mishnah Masechta Kedushin says that a husband buys a wife, he gives the kesef. So we're trying to compare Gittin to Kedushin. So just like by Kedushin, it's the husband giving the money, I would think that the husband should give money to effect the divorce. Sakadata Chamina. Since the Torah compares divorcing to getting married, because the Torah uses the words the yotz of a haisa, mahavaya, just like a marriage is affected with money, af yitzi b'kesef, so to a divorce could be affected with money, kamash malon, that you can't get divorced through giving money. Rav Yosef Glili hais from anoli. Rav Yosef Glili that used this pasuk to teach us what material a get is written on, where will he know that you can't use money to affect a divorce? Says the Gemara, Misefer krisis nafgalei. Sefer karsa, vein davar achar karsa. Only a divorce document, nothing else. Storch Lener says, why does the Gemara use the word sefer karsa, vein davar achar karsa? The Gemara should have said, sefer karsa, a divorce document affects a separation, vein kesef, not money. Why does the Gemara use davar achar? So the Aruch Lener says that the Gemara is trying to teach us another din. That not only is money ineffective to affect a divorce, but there's something else that doesn't affect a divorce. A chalitza. We know that if someone, chas v'shalom, dies without children, his wife is obligated either to yibum, that Abraham will have to marry her, or chalitza. Chalitza separates the band. So we would think that just like chalitza, breaks the band between the yavam and the yavama, so too it should have the ability to break the band between a husband and a wife, teaches us the Gemara, sefer karsa, the only way you break a marriage is with a divorce, nothing else, not money, and not a chalitza. Vidach, according to Rabbanon, so according to Rabbanon, Yosef Glili, this is the way Ritva explains the Gemara. I understand why the Torah puts the words sefer krisis together to teach us this limud. But the Rabbanon already have this limud. What are they going to do for this limud? What do they need the word sefer krisis together for? Says the Gemara, humi boile, to teach us ledova akares beinoy lebeino. The divorce has to be something that completely severs the band. Ketanya, as we learned in Masech Gittin, hareza gitach amnash loy tish te yayin. If somebody gives a get to his wife with the condition that you should not be allowed to drink wine, from nashloi techi lebeis avich loylem, or you should never go back to your father's house, ain't the krisis, because they're connected. However, he said kol shloshim yoyim. If he said that for 30 days, hareza gisis. So that's what they learned, that the divorce has to completely sever the relationship. If she's still somewhat bound to him with this condition, they're not divorced. Vidach. Rabbi Yosef Glili, how will he know this halacha? He'll learn it because mekaris krisis nafka. The Torah could use the word karis, it uses the word krisus to teach us this din. Vidach and Rabbanon, karis krisis loidashi, they don't say that we should learn something from the extra krisus. Ask Tosfos, what did the Gemara give as an example of a relationship that will remain that he said that you're not allowed to go to your father's house? Ask Tosfos, why is that a relationship that will remain? The father will die. So if the father will die, the relationship will not remain. She could go into the house. So Tosfos says that when he meant the house, it doesn't mean only as long as the father owns the house. He also means that even when the inheritors, the Yotze Chalotzov, the children of the father, so that house will remain. But ask the Mefarshim, that also could end. What happens if they sell the house? So why is the Gemara saying a house, a father's house, is an example of something that ties her to him? The father will sell the house and there's no more house. So Ritva has a whole different approach to the Gemara. The Ritva's approach to the Gemara is that he doesn't mean it because he means the house. He says the get is effective if, as long as you never walk into that particular building. So it doesn't make a difference who owns the building. That's why it ties her to him forever. Rav Elchanan says a very lamdish teretz. Rav Elchanan says like this. He says, yes, the father could sell the house. But what is he doing? He's still tying her to something that's not in his control. He's tying her that the father will sell or won't sell, when he'll sell, what he'll sell, and that's why it's not considered a complete break. The Shach says, based on what Tosfos says, that what he means to say when he says the father's house, he doesn't mean this particular house. Enechanami, the father may sell this house. But if he sells this house, he'll buy another house or live in another apartment. Or if the father won't be alive, the family will live in another house. And that's what ties him forever. Now that is interesting, machlokes rishonim. The Gemara here says that if the divorce is dependent on a certain amount of time, in other words, he said that you're not allowed to drink wine for 30 days, then the get is a get. So the shaila is, when does the get become effective? Do we have to wait for the 30 days to pass? Or is the get effective immediately? So I saw three shitas in the Rishonim. Some say it's effective immediately. Some say you have to wait for the 30 days. And others say it depends what kind of a condition was made. If there's a condition like our Gemara, we made a condition you shouldn't do something, so it's a Sheval Taisa, then the get is effective immediately. But if the condition depends on her doing something, he says the get will be effective provided that you'll do. Then it doesn't become effective until she actually fulfills the condition, because we're not quite sure she'll ever do it. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isus sukasa ben ailonis. If somebody builds a sukkah between his trees, v'ilonis, the fanus loy, and the walls are its supporting it, and the trees are the walls, k'sheira. So Rashi right away tells us that even though the trees are the wall, Rashi says they're not supporting the schach. For two reasons. One reason is because we just learned on Daf Chaf Aleph that the halach is that we're not allowed to be maimed, we're not allowed to support the schach with something that's not kosher for schach. Here, what's supporting the schach? A tree. But other Rishonim disagree, because we learned that who holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we said it's only l'chatchila we're not allowed to use a sukkah that the schach is supported by tree. So they say a different reason why the schach is not allowed to be supported by the tree. Because if the schach is supported by trees, we may come to use the tree. And Allah is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a tree, because there's a gzeri you may come to pull off a branch or pull off a piece of wood. So that's why we're not talking about a situation where the schach is supported by the tree. We're dealing with a situation where the trees are the wall. Amr of Achba Yaakov. Kol mechitza sheni yochalam beruch mitzuyah. Any mechitza that cannot stand with a regular wind, any mechitza. Tanan asked the Gemara, we just learned in our Mishnah, hoysa sukkos ben alonois, if somebody makes a sukkah between the trees, the alon is the finest line, and the trees are its walls, ksheira, the sukkah is kosher. Asked the Gemara, v'ka'ozo v'osi, the tree is shaking around. Answers the Gemara, hachem ma'iskin b'koshim. We're talking about the tree trunk. The tree trunk doesn't blow in the wind. Asked the Gemara, v'ika noifoi, and we see this in diagram 151. You have the branches of the tree that do sway. Answers the Gemara, davaloi behutzo v'dafna, that he ties them together, that they shouldn't move. So before we go further, here we see that a sukkah whose walls blow in the wind is not a kosher sukkah. And this is the question that comes up a lot of times when people use material for the walls of the sukkah, what's the halacha? So it's a very interesting machloikis, Mishneh Brura, and Chazanish. The Mishneh Brura says that any sukkah that the wind could blow the walls, and to what degree, 3 tefachim, is not a kosher sukkah. The Chazanish is Mekel. The Chazanish says that it has to blow to such a degree that the walls will fly up. The flaps will fly up. But if they're not going to fly up, even though they do sway back and forth, it's still a kosher sukkah. The Rabbeinu Peretz already discusses the shayla. Rabbeinu Peretz is a Rishon. He already discusses the shayla. Let's say I made the sukkah out of a material that will blow in the wind, but I tie it down. What's the halacha? So Rabbeinu Peretz says we have to be concerned that the knots will come apart and then they'll blow. However, I saw in the Mayadim Vizmanim, he says that if you tie it down, both on top and on bottom, in a number of places, so even though there's a concern that some of the knots will come apart, still the halacha is that the sukkah is kosher, because we don't have to be concerned that all of the knots will come apart. But then, there's another interesting machlokes. Two times that we find the Chazon Ish being meikel. A machlokes Magen Avraham and Chazon Ish. What's going to be the halacha? I build the sukkah. This happens a lot of times. Let's say there's an alleyway, and I build the sukkah by the two walls. So the walls are sturdy, but I'm not using them for the sukkah. I take material. I take canvas for the sukkah. Now they can't go anywhere because they have a wall right behind them. So what's the status of that sukkah? Says the Magen Avraham, you have a wall, but you're not using the wall for the sukkah. You're not using the wall. You're using the canvas. But right behind the canvas is a wall. So the wall, the canvas can't go anywhere because it's going to go right into a wall. And you have that on two sides, let's say. So the Magen Avraham says a very interesting chumrah. He says, since this sukkah had it been built in an open area, it would be disqualified. The fact that you built it next to walls can't save the sukkah. That's the Magen Avraham. Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says, you have to look at the sukkah as it is. This sukkah does not, it can't go anywhere because it has the walls blocking, and therefore it's a kosher sukkah. Because otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah says once it's less than three tefachim, it's not a problem. Ask the Gemara, if the sukkah here, as we just described, diagram 151, it has three trunks and the branches are all together, yachamayla memra, what's the chiddush? Ma'ad teima dima osalish nigzer dima osalish tamushabit kila. We should never allow one to make a sukkah, even with trees as the walls. Even as Rashi taught us in the Mishnah, that we're not supporting the schach on the wall. It should still be disqualified because you may come to use the tree, kamash malon, that we don't make such a gzera. Tashma asked the Gemara, we just quoted the other day, the Gemara Masechta Erevin. This is diagram 152. Here we have a well, a pit, a water pit. And the water pit is Rishus HaYochid. The area around the water pit is Rishus HaRabim. And the earlier Golem are going to Yerushalayim, and they need to get water. They can't take the water out of the pit and draw it up to where they're standing, because they're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So the halacha is that you can make four right angles. We learned this halacha many times. They're called the Yimodim, and that serves to enclose the area, as long as each side is an amalong. So the Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, Hayisham Ilan Ageder, if you have a tree, as is shown in the upper left corner, or you have a fence, shown in the bottom right, or Mechitza Sakonim, the top right, Gidim Mishum Diyamid. So you see that a tree could be a Diyamid. Why now worried that it's going to sway back and forth? Hasam Nami Mishum Da'avadlai Behotz V'dafna. He tied it down. So I saw the Aruch HaNer asks a great kasha. He says, in the Gemara before, just the previous Gemara, when we said it was tied down, the Gemara said, if it's tied down, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara said, the Chiddush is that you could use it for Schach. Why did the Gemara say, ask the same question here, what's the Chiddush? Answers Darach Lener. The truth of the matter is that this whole procedure that is shown in diagram 152 is a very big kula, because you have Paritz Merub Al Oymid. You have more empty space than filled up space. To say that such an area is a Rishus HaYochid is a Chiddush. So Chazal told us it's a Chiddush. But perhaps on a tree, I wouldn't be able to use the Chiddush. That's what the Brisa is teaching us that we can. Toshma teaches us the Gemara another Brisa. Also Masechta Erevin. Ilan HaMesech Ala Oretz. You have a very large tree. Diagram 153. Ilan HaMesech Ala Oretz. If there's less than three tefachim from the bottom of the tree branches and leaves to the ground, metalton tachtof, you could carry in the entire area under the tree. Amai, cause of a hasam, cause amai her cause of asi. Why could this area be considered enclosed? The leaves blow. Answers the Gemara, hasam nami davale behutz v'dafna. I tied them together. Ask the Gemara, if you tied it together, so it's a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, the Tata B'Kulei, you should be allowed to carry in the entire area under the tree. Alama Amar of Hun Bredi Yeshua, Ematatnu El Beis Asayim, that when is it permissible to carry in this area under the branches if it's less than a Beis Asayim, which was the size of the Mishkan? Because the halach is that an area that is not a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid cannot be used to carry in only if it's less than a Beis Asayim. So why here, if it's a full-fledged Rishus HaYachid, the leaves are tied together, they're within three tefachim of the ground, why can't you be... And it's obviously, the Rishonim explain, tied together l'shem dira. Why? Because when the person tied the leaves together, what was his intent in tying those leaves together? He was intending to make the area under the tree a place to live. So why isn't it acceptable? Answers the Gemara, davadira shatashmish l'avir. Who would live in such an area? Who would live under the branches of a tree? Somebody that needs to go outside just for fresh air. V'kadir shatashmish l'avir. If it's not considered a full-fledged dira, and therefore I am talking about El Beis Asayim, you could only carry in an area of Beis Asayim. I saw a very interesting verse from the Michas HaLozer. He says, from this Gemara we could see how beautiful Eretz Yisrael was. We have trees whose branches took up more than a Beis Asayim. Could you imagine what a large tree that was? Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz Zavos Chol V'Dvash. Toshma. We know that halacha is that on Shabbos Yontif, you're not allowed to walk past the tchum. Says the Braisa, Shabbos Batel Shigvoya Sora, as somebody declared his place of residence on a mound that's 10 tefachim high, because where you declare your place of residence, from there you have 2,000 amah. And this mound takes up the area of 4 amos to Beis Asayim. V'chein v'neka. A neka is like a ditch. Shu omek asoro. V'u me'aba amos ad Beis Asayim. V'chein komek atzoro. Komek atzoro means like you have cut out grain. V'shiboylus makifas oisoy. And you have stacks of hay circling on it. The loch is mehalachas kuloi. The entire area. V'chutzloi parim amo. Afagav the cause of a hasi, even though it travels, and says the Gemara, hasim nami the avalei behutz betafna, that you tied it together, so they're full-fledged walls. Says the Aruch Lener, there's a bigger kula over there than by Hilchos Sukkah. Because there it says Shavas Batel. What does Shavas Batel mean? That you stood on top of a mound. There are no walls around the mound. But what do we say? That good asik pulls up the size of the mound, as long as the 10 tefachim tall, to be considered that you're in an enclosed area. That's for Hilchos Tchumim, that you could be kind of shvisa in such an area. However, says the Aruch Lener, let's say somebody would make a sukkah that way, just be on top of a mound, and assume that the walls come up, that would not be acceptable for Hilchos Sukkah. Then the wall becomes the right.
Yeah, well. So you, I,